New Jersey is a state full of traditions, fairs, festivals, sporting events, Jersey Shore, and, of course, expensive auto insurance. Now, while some simply dismiss the costly reality of a requirement, as a person living in the state, my next guest is here to share the results of a report on who's getting slammed and where some relief, believe it or not, actually does exist regarding the cost of auto insurance in New Jersey. Joining us now from Wallet Hub to discuss their 2020 New Jersey Car Insurance Report is their industry analyst, Jill Gonzalez. How are you today, Jill?
I'm good, thank you.
It is challenging news to take, but when you look at this report, Jill, there are some options. And just as an overview, what was it that you wanted to really focus on within this topic?
Well, New Jersey is the third most expensive state for car insurance in the country. So that's one thing that we really obviously wanted to kind of dismantle. We wanted to see exactly why that is and how it could be even more expensive based on where you actually live within the state. So we really just wanted to break this down in several different ways.
Now, there's always these tales or beliefs that certain things exist, and some of them are true. For example, the younger a driver, the more expensive it is for insurance. Is that a truth or a false?
Yeah, absolutely. So, obviously, a younger, more inexperienced driver, you are going to be paying more for car insurance, or maybe your parents are going to be paying more to put you on their plan. Yeah, so that is something that still rings true.
And is that always fair? Because, I mean, we've seen stories of the older drivers that wind up driving into a storefront because they hit the gas pedal instead of the brake. I rarely have ever seen a story of a 20-year-old do something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can make the case for just having less experience. And then once you hit an elderly age, you're also paying more.
Now, the amount you drive, does that factor into the equation in any way, shape, or form?
It does. Not as much here as in some other states. So in New Jersey, drivers who travel over 25,000 miles per year pay around 10% more than those who only travel, say, like 3,000 miles.
How about where you are in the state? Does that matter to any degree?
That matters the most. So, you know, take two places like Cherry Hill and Camden. Same county, literally right next to each other. But in Camden, you're paying around 40% more because things like car theft are running rampant, a little bit more unsafe driving. So it hugely matters where you are. Princeton is kind of the baseline in New Jersey. That's where things are relatively closer to the national average. Newark is the worst, where there's a 75% difference just between the two.
Knows on that list of least expensive cities, too. New Jersey Freehold is in there, too, which I guess by and large, Freehold is really just a collection of highways, so it's not really close to each other traveling. It's probably a safety factor that comes into play there.
Yeah, it's really the whole thing. It's like the demographic makeup of the place. It is how much people are driving. It's how safe it is driving-wise. So a lot does come into play there.
Now, of course, as a consumer, shopping around is always your best thing as opposed to taking the first thing that grabs you. As far as auto insurance coverage, is there any appreciable difference between the companies offering policies in the state?
As far as coverage, not necessarily, but obviously prices. You are going to see varying prices depending on where you're getting insurance from. Even things like your credit score can matter, and certain insurance companies look at credit score more than others. So, you know, there are certainly different ways to make your premium, so you should really be shopping around.
Your report does burst one thing that the male chauvinists have long held. The women drivers don't get much of a break versus male drivers. It's pretty much a parallel.
Yeah, in New Jersey, it is more of a parallel. That is not the same in every state, so that is a little bit better in New Jersey. The same with marriage, typically. If you are married, in some states that actually gives you a little bit of a break in insurance. In New Jersey, not the case.
Talking with Jill Gonzalez, industry analyst with Wallet Hub about their 2020 New Jersey Car Insurance Report. WalletHub.com. We've also linked to the report over at our website. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. No surprise, one thing you don't want to do if you want cheap insurance, auto insurance, don't drink and drive.
That's right. Don't drink and drive. New Jersey is pretty strict on DUIs. That is in terms of law enforcement, but also when it comes to your insurance premium, you're going to see a huge spike, almost double. So that is one thing to avoid, obviously, for your health, but for your wallet, too.
Now, that's all the bad news stuff as far as the cost. There are a lot of ways you can shave some of the dollars off of that cost, really by choosing what you drive in the first place.
Right. So obviously choosing what you drive makes a huge difference. Even things like the color, like flashier colors, tend to charge a little bit more in terms of that insurance premium. Choosing what you drive, obviously, is going to make a big difference as well. Newer versus older. Older cars are going to cost more to insure. So all of that comes into play.
Although with the older cars, you can get by with having less coverage. If you don't really need comprehensive coverage if you have an older car, because the deductible might be more than what the repair is going to wind up being.
Very true, yeah. Because the premium is going to be a little bit higher, the deductible probably is going to see that. Yeah, you can get by with less coverage, but it might cost you more in the long run.
Surprisingly, your personal credit score can influence how much you're going to wind up paying for auto insurance.
That's right. So all but three states make it legal for these insurers to look at your credit score. Kind of, I think their gauge is that the better the credit score, the more responsible you are in general. So they feel a little bit better charging you less.
And how about we referenced how the companies do business and what they offer and rates are concerned. Are the companies that get offer discounts as a way to stay competitive against the competition in their industry?
Not necessarily. I mean, because people don't shop around too much for car insurance, right? It's like you get whatever your parents had or this or that. I don't think that we see too much competitively in terms of what they're offering, in terms of any perks or benefits, right? It's not like you're getting a new credit card and you're kind of comparing the rates and comparing the perks and your initial bonus. With insurance, it's a lot more straightforward, unfortunately.
But nevertheless, shopping around what you're going to buy to drive, first of all, is going to be an influence, and shop around with companies because you can bundle if you've been contemplating renter's insurance. There are cases where rental insurance, auto insurance, you save a couple of pennies in that regard. So you have ways to make it a bit less painful, even though, as Jill said, New Jersey, we always rank low on lists, except for this list. We rank up in the top five, number three to be precise, as far as the cost of auto insurance. You can learn more and see the details of this report, even beyond what we talked about here, over at WalletHub.com. Jill Gonzalez, thanks for the information today and for being here.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.